Okay, it's 5 a.m. here on WFO in Metro. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way very shortly. We are going to be playing more of the top hits of the year 2016. This is part two of an ongoing series. Like I said, because of my schedule, I don't have the time to rank the songs that were the top hits on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016. But we're just going to play them and let you decide which are the best. And we had a pre-program about 2 weeks ago. And this is part two. And it's probably going to be part three and four or five. So anyway, you stay tuned for that great gospel music coming your way. And be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. rather, again, to do it all over again here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Looking for you. Give me some good sports dialogue here on WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way very shortly.
and Gospel Music Radio.
It's a real pleasure for me to introduce to you
Sound of Faith on WMFO Memphis 91.5 FM.
Sure is hot out here.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents Sunday, November the 13th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring part two of an ongoing series, Top Hits of 2016, with your producer and host, evangelist and pastor-teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing you the very best in gospel music as we bring you the top hits of the year 2016. This is part two of an ongoing series. If you've didn't hear me announce it before, I don't have the time because of my schedule to rank all of the songs that were the top hits here on Sounds of Praise for 2016. So what we're going to do, we're just going to play them and let you rank them. Okay, that'll work. Okay, come on, Kirk, you sing our intro. It's going to be a lovely day.
Going through some stuff now.
Yeah.
You feel like giving up now. Your spot is tough now. But how can you learn if you don't fall? How can you walk if first you don't crawl? But through it all, you keep blessing me.
Yeah.
While they pressing me.
Right.
And they testing me.
Yeah.
They keep stressing me.
Right.
Because they never heard a preacher flow.
What?
Show.
Yeah.
Go.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Can you hear me say?
praise the Lord up in here. Come on, check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Are here to encounter God. Amen. Amen. Let's go. I need somebody to clap. There's power in praise. Come on.
Come on, everybody. It's time to celebrate.
Exalt his name.
Exalt his name forever.
He's worthy.
He's worthy of all the praise. Put your hands together. It's time to celebrate. Execute your weapon.
Y'all got it?
His power.
Come on, sing with us.
In praise. Come on, everybody.
It's time.
Sword is made forever.
Come on.
Time to execute your weapon. Everybody put
God, dividing the weights and tares. Then Zion will rise, but the enemy will fall. The greatest power in the universe will cause it to prevail.
I pray,
King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that's Jesus Christ, the Lord. 522 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and thank you for this day that you've allowed us to see. We praise and thank you for this opportunity you've afforded us to be on the air and on the internet with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no greater message to be given to the world. We pray, O Lord, that you would use us mightily in this manner so that souls would be saved, bodies would be healed, needs might be met. Most of all, your name uplifted, praised and glorified in the earth as never before. And we thank you for this great privilege and this great opportunity in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 5:23 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor, teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, November the 13th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, bringing you part two of an ongoing series, Top Hits of the Year 2016. If you just tuned in, or if you've never heard me say it before, usually we have a countdown of the top hits of the year. This year, because of my schedule, I'm not going to be able to do that, but we are going to play the top hits. We're just not going to rank them from number whatever to number one, and we'll let you determine which is number one. And so, therefore, we 2 weeks ago, we had part one of this series, and today we're going to bring you part two, and we pray that you're going to be blessed. Let me give you our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Music requests are not going to be played today. But we'd be glad to dedicate something to your program to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to praise God with you. I pray for you. I pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone and give me a call, 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. Okay, and if you wish, you're calling in with a prayer request or a praise report. You can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, he has exactly what you need. He will provide exactly when you need it as you reach out to him in faithful prayer. 1-855-915-WMFO. Begin with our three theme songs today. Kirk Franklin and Family with Gonna Be a Lovely Day. That's our New Day theme. Darwin Hobbs with Power and Praise. And then we conclude with Micah Stampley and High Praise. Okay, 5:26 here in WMFO in Medford. Two weeks ago when we did part one, we did our closing announcements while Jonathan McReynolds and Israel Houghton were playing in the background. But since there are people out there who may be recording the program, I know that's not being done legally. Anyway, we're going to go back, give you Jonathan McReynolds and Israel Houghton, and this is one of the top hits of the year 2016 here on Sounds of Praise, All Things Well. Okay, I have to apologize. We're having a problem with that CD. I don't know why it's not playing. It should be playing. Okay, let me re-cue that then. I found what the problem was. Okay, hold on. We'll get our act together here. Okay, let's see what happens this time.
Now listen. This song goes out to everybody who's about 4 or 5 seconds from wilding. We just want to tell you to relax. God's got it. All things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well. It is well with my soul.
With my soul. Oh, you
things are working for my good. All things are working for me. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. All is well. It is well with me.
God's word, all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Because we know that as believers in Jesus Christ, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that can negatively impact our lives that God does not allow. So if he allows negative things in our lives, that means he has a purpose that we may not be able to understand at the time, but he's able to work even those negative things for our good and for his glory. Can somebody say amen? Another top hit here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016, Tamala Man, and this is This Place.
Never knew my life could be this way. I never knew the sun could shine all day. Never thought I'd live beyond my past until I found Jesus. I never thought I'd be in this place. Oh, I'm glad, so glad I'm living my life in this place. Ooh, I never,
never knew my heart
feel again. You see, I was so hurt, so hurt. Never knew the pain. Tears would go away.
Until
I found you,
until
Jesus.
I found Jesus.
I never thought I'd be
right here in this place.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yes, I am. I'm living my life.
Thought I'd win.
I've been around the world.
top hit here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2016, Tamala Man, In This Place. The Bible says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What God is saying is that if you come into his presence, you're going to have his presence with you, and you're going to enjoy the arrangement. That's why when a believer in Christ has some kind of a physical problem or financial problem or whatever problem may come your way, whatever attack may come against you unjustly, just recognize where you're living. Hallelujah. You're not living in the test. You're not living in the trial. You're living in the secret place of the Most High. And God's not going to allow anything to come against you that he is not able to work out for your good and for his glory. What a fantastic relationship salvation is with Almighty God. Javen and the Campbell family coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. This is the medley, Fresh Oil and Safe, Safe in His Arms.
The first song I ever wrote. Sometimes as a songwriter, you get songs and pieces. Sometimes you get the melody and then you get the words later, or you get the first verse, second verse later. To this day, I don't know how the CD got around that quick, because I can't even tell you where I made it. I think we recorded it in the back somewhere, in a shed somewhere. But I'll tell you, this song has brought deliverance to so many people. I want to share it with you tonight. If you know it, you sing along with me, okay?
Fresh oil, fresh oil, revive my broken spirit, with your power take control. Fresh oil, fresh oil. Chance for survival. Your spirit is what I desire, so pour it on, so pour it on, so pour it on, that fresh oil.
I mean, we need that fresh oil. A lot of people think that I'm the only child in my family because they see me all the time. But I'm number 12 out of 13. Somebody say, wow. And I'm going to ask my family to join me at this time, because how many know it's all about family when it's all said and done? And I had to twist some of their arms to make them get up here, because they don't like to be in the limelight. They're very humble people, and unlike me, they don't like to be seen. And one of the things about our family is that our father, the late Bishop James Campbell, and my mother, who's still alive today, they're bringing her up. Say hey to my mama. This is Evangelist Sylvia Campbell. Come on, y'all better clap better than that for my mama. Yeah. They raised us to recite the Lord's Prayer and the Our Father's Prayer every morning on our way to school. Can you imagine 13 heads of kids sitting in a 15-passenger van that had the church sign on the side of it? Going to school every day. Well, when I was 19, we lost Dad to cancer, and many people didn't know if we would make it or not. Many people didn't know if we would survive not having our so strong of a father with us anymore. And some of you may know what I'm talking about, because you too have lost a loved one, or you've lost your mother or father, and people counted your family out. But one of the things I can say is, down through the years, God has kept us safe in his arms. And I want to share this song with you for your family. that you will know that no matter what you face in life, how tough it may get, you'll always be safe.
I am safe, so safe. I'm safe in His arms. I am safe, so safe. I'm safe in His arms. And though the rain may fall and winds may blow, this one thing that I know, I'm safe, so safe. I'm safe. I'm safe in His arms. Said I am safe, so safe. I'm safe in His arms. I am safe, so safe. I'm safe in His arms. And though the rain may fall and winds may blow, this one thing that I know, I'm safe, so safe. I'm safe in His arms. And when the storms of life
is raging,
and the billows,
and the billows,
and the in His arms, yeah. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to back down. Cause if God's before you, who can be against you? You're safe in His arms, yeah. So safe. Safe in kept us all through the years, yeah. He kept us all through the past, even when we didn't know it. He was protecting us. He was anointing our heads with oil. And goodness and mercy was following us. And when we fell down, goodness and mercy fell down with us. But when we got up, goodness and mercy got up with us. Safe in His arms.
Lord, let Your glory fill this house. Your glory fill fill this house as we lift up our hands in praise, in praise. Lord, let your presence fill the house. Lord, let your presence fill the house.
With your presence in the name of Jesus.
ask you for joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. Oh, I feel you right, glory to God. I feel your presence. We're not talking about a building, talking about the inner man, the me, 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 me that's in me. Feel this house, feel this tabernacle. I don't want to do like I used to do. I don't want to walk like I used to walk. Feel, feel, feel this house. Hallelujah.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're tuned to the Sunday, November the 13th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, as we bring you part two of an ongoing series, the top hits of the year 2016 here on Sounds of Praise. And you just heard evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar with Fill This House. These are the Soul Seekers, along with Bishop Marvin Winans, and it's all God. Can you say amen?
Driveway, I've got a house I can claim. Clothes in my closet, I've got a bed for my head. Shoes for my feet, I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better. It's all God, but I know better. It's all God. I've got friends I can call when I need help. When I fall, to pick me up, I've got a bed for my head, shoes for my feet, I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good.
Says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know, that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good to all those that are called according to his purpose. Help me say, so
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all good.
Everything going on in my life.
It's all good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few hills to climb.
It's all good.
Oh,
it's all God.
I don't know what they face tonight.
It's all good.